Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're very honored to have St. Louis Fire Department Captain Leon Whitener join us right now. Leon, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Absolutely. So you're a firefighter, and I would assume, I don't want to be too presumptuous, that September 11th strikes a little bit deeper for firefighters and first responders and law enforcement families around the entire country. Leon, what's your memory? How do you spend September 11th reflecting on that day 18 years ago?
Well, I'll tell you, first let me tell you what happened that day. We were actually working that day. I was in the firehouse. And when we saw the attacks on television, we knew that firefighters were going to die that day. And as we sat around the kitchen table talking about it, we talked about what we would be doing at that incident. And our actions would have mirrored the actions of the members of the New York City Fire Department that responded that day. And we realized that we ourselves would have died that day as well, doing what we were trained to do and doing what we do on a daily basis. So for me, you know, my reflection, I really spent a lot of quiet time reflecting on that day, September 11th, 2001. And I just, my heart goes out to the families that lost their loved ones. I scan through pictures and I look at the faces of the firefighters that were lost that day. And it's a very somber moment for me.
Yeah, I think that I don't know if you heard this as we were speaking about it previously, but my producer Katie and I went to New York City this summer, and we had the opportunity to go through the memorial there at Ground Zero. And I have to say that the images that are there, that are just regular people who were regular people the day before, and they're probably regular people today, but those facial expressions and in the moment is a really striking thing. What is it like to go to work every day? You know, lots of people go to work every day, but you leave your family behind. You go fight fire. You go take care of situations that are tenuous situations. You put yourself in that position. What does it take to leave home, to go to work and do that every day, knowing that there are people waiting for you when you come back at the end of the workday?
Well, yeah, you know, that's the challenges that first responders all around this country face every day when they leave their homes, whether they're, you know, firefighters or police officers. There is that unknown whether or not we will return. And that's why you have to be very intentional as a first responder. I know that I am, and I know a lot of my colleagues are, about, you know, hugging your children a little more, spending a little more time with your wife, and being intentional about letting your family know that you care, because there is that, you know, there's that uncertainty as to whether or not we will return home.
Yeah, I think that's why it's important for everybody to take a moment and be grateful for the people willing to make that sacrifice, because you're not doing this for accolades. You're doing things on a regular basis that, you know, you go, you help people, and then you may never see those people that you help again. What can communities do any day, not just on September 11th, but what can communities do to help support their first responders, their firefighters, the law enforcement people, to help them be able to do their job better, or to just, you know, in generally support them through community?
You know what? I'll tell you this. St. Louis is an amazing place. We get all the support that we need every day, on the streets, in the grocery stores. It doesn't matter where we go. And I can speak for myself in particularly. When I'm in uniform, I can't tell you the number of people that tell me, you know, thank you for your service. We appreciate you. And that in itself is just a huge bonus, you know, being a first responder, knowing that people appreciate the sacrifices that you make every day.
Well, Leon, it is an honor to talk to you today, and we wanted to make sure that we had at least one representative from the fire department here in St. Louis that could come on and acknowledge the whole department through our conversation with you. So as we reflect on that day 18 years ago, grateful for the opportunity to speak with you.
Absolutely. Like I said, thank you for having me on. Let's remember on that day, there were almost 3,000 lives lost. 343 firefighters lost their lives that day because of just a horrible act of terror on American soil. So just if you see a first responder in the grocery store, on the street, just take a moment to let them know that you appreciate them. Because, like I say, we deal with a lot of stresses, more and more mental illness, not mental illness, but I'm sorry, post-traumatic stress disorders being more prevalent amongst first responders. The suicide rate amongst first responders is 20 times that of the national average because of the things that we see and the things that we deal with every day.
Wow. Well, it is an honor to speak with you today, and please pass on our sentiments here from the Annie Fry Show to all those coworkers that you have today, how grateful we are for your service and sacrifice.
We will, Annie. Thank you very much for having me. We appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.